the supplication on Wednesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who appointed the night to be a garment, and sleep for a rest, and day He appointed for a rising. To Thee belongs praise, for Thou roused me from my sleep. And hadst Thou willed, Thou wouldst have made it everlasting, an everlasting praise that will never be cut off, and whose number the creatures will never count. O Allah, to Thee belongs praise, for Thou created, then proportioned, and ordained, and decreed, and gave death, and bestowed life, and made sick, and healed, and made well, and afflicted, and sat upon the throne, and encompassed the kingdom. I supplicate Thee with the supplication of one whose mediation is weak, whose stratagems have been cut off, whose term has drawn near, whose expectation from this world has shrunk, whose neediness for Thy mercy has intensified, whose remorse for his neglect has become great, whose slips and stumbles have become many, and whose repentance is devoted sincerely to Thy face. So bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and his household, the good, the pure. And provide me with the intercessions of Muhammad, Allah bless him and his household, and deprive me not of his companionship. Surely Thou art the most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, decree for me on Wednesday four things. Induce me to be strong in obedience to Thee, to be joyful in worshipping Thee, to be desirous of Thy reward, and to abstain from that which would make incumbent upon me Thy painful punishment. Thou art gentle to whom Thou wilt.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Almighty. Dear brothers, dear sisters, ladies and gentlemen, salam and so welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Our topic for this episode is Eid al-Qadir, Greatest Eid of Allah. Today, Tuesday, is the 12th of Zulhijjah, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 21st of Tir, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 12th of July, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. For blessing this moment, we listen to chapter 2nd of the Holy Quran, verse 124.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. وإذ ابتلى إبراهيم ربه بكلمات فأتمهن قال إني جاعلك للناس إماما قال ومن ذريتي قال لا ينال عهد الظالمين.
And mention, O Muhammad, when Abraham was tried by his Lord with commands and he fulfilled them. Allah said, Indeed, I will make you a leader for the people. Abraham said, And of my descendants? Allah said, My covenant does not include the wrongdoers.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The rank of Imamate is higher than the rank of prophethood, because prophethood and messengership is only a matter of receiving some commandments from Allah and preaching them as glad tidings and warnings. All of these are true in the case of Imamate. In addition to practicing the divine ordinances and training the souls of individuals outwardly and inwardly. It is clear, of course, that many of the prophets had the rank of Imamate too.
أسعد حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي.
You are with today's special, and we're speaking about Eid al-Ghadir as greatest Eid of Allah. For several centuries, the Bani Umayyad, the Bani Abbas, and other such groups lived like kings and ruled over the people in the name of Imamate, Caliphate, and the like. However, this does not harm the philosophy of Ghadir. The event of determining Ghadir is the event of determining a rule and regulation. A certain regulation was introduced in Islam. In the last month of his life, the Holy Prophet issued a regulation. What is that regulation? Let's see. The regulation of Imamate, the regulation of Wilaya. Since long before the Holy Prophet, human societies had government. Humanity has experienced all sorts of governments. But Islam does not believe in such systems, in such kinds of power, and in such governments. It believes in Imamate. This is the regulation of Islam, and Ghadir announced this regulation. And it is clear who it refers to. The commander of the faithful, Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, is a person whose personality and status as Allah's representative of Quranic concepts and teachings cannot be blemished by anyone living either in those times or afterwards.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin astain. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with how to disseminate the news and message of Ghadir Khum. At the same time, it must be indicated that the day of Ghadir Khum doesn't belong only to Shias, or only to Shi'is. Rather, the day of Ghadir Khum and the event of Ghadir Khum belongs to all Muslims, whether Shi'is or Sunnis or whatsoever. At the same time, it must be indicated that the event of Ghadir Khum was very much important in the sense that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam kept the people, I mean the Hajis over there, for 3 successive days on the plain of Ghadir Khum, and the associates of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam amounted to 120,000 people, men and women. In this connection, it must be indicated that the Sunnis should also favor Imam Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam as the immediate successor to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. First of all, it was a divine decision that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must announce Imam Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam as his immediate successor. Next, the most deserving personality in order to assume the post of successorship to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was none but Imam Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam. Naturally, when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted to announce someone as his own successor, this successor should have all characteristics that could be found in the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The only characteristic, the only feature or characteristic that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had, but Imam Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam didn't have, it was that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the last divine prophet, and Imam Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam wasn't the last divine prophet, but he was the immediate successor to the divine prophet, to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا.
This day I have perfected for you your religion, and completed my favor upon you, and have chosen for you Islam as your religion.
الله مولاي وأنا مولى المؤمنين ألا من كنت مولاه فهذا علي مولاه اللهم وال من والاه وعاد من عاداه أيها الناس الحق دائما مع علي وعلي مع الحق.
The Day of Feeding Others. This is the title of this part you're listening to. Abu Abdullah, Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad al-Sadiq, peace be upon him, has said, "And surely this is the day when the Messenger of Allah, blessings of Allah be upon him and his family, pointed Ali, peace be upon him, as the flag for the people and made known his greatness and successorship. And he fasted on this day as a sign of thanks to Allah, the glorious and noble. This day should be taken as one of the fasting, feeding others, establishing ties with brothers in faith. And on this day is the pleasure of the most merciful, Ar-Rahman, and the rubbing in the dust, humiliation of the face of Shaitan, Satan."
Alhamdulillahilladhi ja'alana minal mutamassikin بولايتي علي بن أبي طالب والأئمة المعصومين عليهم السلام.
Act of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, that proved politics and ethics can be combined. He was patient and tolerant in practicing politics. One of the issues of political behavior of the commander of the faithful Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, he used to tolerate his opponents and even his enemies as much as possible. Although it is true that he experienced 3 wars during his nearly 5-year rule, he fought in these wars after he showed all kinds of tolerance. The commander of the faithful was not a person to draw his sword without showing proper tolerance towards his opponents. During the Battle of Jamal, which was one of the most difficult tests of the commander of the faithful Ali ibn Abi Talib, he said, "Certainly these people are in agreement with disliking my authority, and I will show patience. I will carry on until I perceive that disunity among you." When the commander of the faithful Ali ibn Abi Talib sees that the enemies are creating discord between Muslims and they are pitting brother against brother. He enters the arena and eliminates the fitna. But he shows patience and offers his advice as long as he can.
Fourteen centuries later, how do I benefit from the path of Ali ibn Abi Talib? What did he offer for humanity? Many people are not aware of the achievements and the contributions and the accomplishments of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. And we've done a great act of injustice against the Imam by neglecting his contributions and not using them today to solve our modern global problems. Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam had many contributions. One that we really need today. We are in a dire need for this contribution that Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam presented to humanity. This contribution is the Imam's strategies in combating poverty. This is very important. The Imam alayhi salam developed an amazing strategy to eliminate poverty, to minimize poverty, to deliver a solution to this historical global problem that every society suffers from. Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, when he speaks of poverty, he makes us realize that there are two types of poverty. Because when you hear about the word poverty, what do you think? Immediately your mind goes to Africa and you picture a child who's starving, right? Or some homeless person begging on the street. These are the images that come to our mind when we hear the word poverty. Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam brings to our attention that there are two types of poverty. You've got the material, physical poverty, when someone lacks basic necessities, someone who's poor, who's financially in trouble, let's say, who does not have money. That's one type. The second type of poverty that the Imam alayhi salam speaks about is spiritual poverty. Non-material poverty, non-physical poverty.
That was all from today's special. And for this episode, we spoke about Eid al-Qadir, greatest Eid of Allah. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode of today's special by IRIB English Radio. Till then, we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi aman Allah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, and let us listen to a beautiful aphorism from the Holy Prophet's 10th infallible heir, Imam Ali al-Naqi al-Hadi, peace be upon him. He who obeys God will not care for the dissatisfaction of the people.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith and tradition which has been narrated from Imam Baqir alayhi salam. This hadith is about suppression of one's anger, kadhmul ghayz. You know, this concept is a Quranic concept. In one of the verses of the Holy Quran, this concept has been alluded to. Imam Baqir alayhi salam has also mentioned it in this tradition. The verse in question is the following: and those who suppress their anger and excuse the faults of people. In another Quranic verse, we read the following: those who forgive when angered. So these are very good qualities. As you know, one of the epithets of our seventh Imam was Al-Qadim, which is a reference to the fact that he suppressed his anger, right? So this is a very good quality to adopt in following the Imam alayhi salam. Imam Bakr alayhi salam says, "He who suppresses his anger, despite being able to vent it," right? Sometimes we suppress our anger because we don't really have a way to kind of vent it and to become angry with a person, but you know, because of that, we suppress it and we don't express our anger. Let's say that we're angry at our boss, but we know if we get angry at him and express our anger to him, we'd be fired, right? So this is not really a noble quality, praiseworthy, and you know, worthy of being extolled, right? But if somebody is able to become angry and there's nothing, no consequences will occur for it. Like let's say that, for example, you're a child, he does something wrong, and you know, you have the, you know, ability to become angry and vent your anger at him and stuff, or her, but you don't, right? Of course, not in the times where becoming and expressing one's anger would be, you know, instructive to the person, to the child. So if somebody does this, the Imam says, Allah will fill his heart with peace and security on the day of resurrection, right? On the day of judgment, when the person is raised and when God can become angry with him, God will not. And, you know, the heart over there, the heart of this person who had suppressed his anger in this world will find peace and he will be secure from the punishment of God on that day. In a similar tradition, Imam Jafar al-Sadiq alayhi salam has been narrated to have said the following, "What a good dose anger is for he who can swallow it," is a very beautiful hadith. "Ni'ma al-jur'a al-ghayth liman sabara alayha." You know, the Imam compares anger to like a pill, like some sort of medicine or a morsel. Imam says if one can, this anger is a good dose. It's very healthy for the person if he can swallow it and suppress it, right? Meaning it'll have a good effect on the person in this world and in the hereafter. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the suppression of anger and its beautiful outcomes in the hereafter and in this world in the words of Imam Bakr alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد أجل فرج.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome back to our Quranic sessions.
A message from the sky, a mercy for mankind. If you lose your way, we'll always be your guide. Far greater than this world, move mountains with its words. Fixed every part of me and put my heart at ease. And Allah knows words heal the soul, most beautiful of miracles. The more you read,
So, alhamdulillah, we learned what the rule idgham is and different types of idgham. Idgham with ghunna and idgham
without ghunna.
Great. And the nasal sound, ghunna itself, now we will explain it, okay? So, the nasal sound, or ghunna in Arabic that we say, it is actually a nasal sound, okay? That you do not produce the sound from your mouth. Rather, you produce the sound from your nose, okay? So, and remember one thing, that whenever you apply the rule idgham with ghunna, okay, you have to prolong this ghunna sound. At least two counts, okay? Two counts, you have to prolong the sound. For example, we have the word min or may. Min plus ya, okay, may. Look how do I apply the rule idgham with ghunna and that prolong it, okay? May, may, the noise or the voice comes, okay, from my nose, okay, nasal sound. May yartad, may, wa may yabtaghi, okay, may, or tanween plus waw. Sirajan wahaja, sirajan. Look, I merge tanween into waw, okay? The tanween will have the sound of the letter waw. And also there is a ghunna. What was that ghunna? Nasal sound. Whenever you merge, okay? That waw sound, okay? That waw sound comes from your nose. Sirajan. If you close your mouth again, you produce that sound. Okay?
Yeah,
but to produce it, to pronounce it correctly, you have to, your mouth should be open. Okay? That's it. Very easy and simple. Okay? That's the ghunna. All right?
Yes.
Now, let's practice some examples. I will read the examples. Please repeat after me, okay? Then we'll go to Surah Al-Ghashiyah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Falan nazidakum.
Falan nazidakum.
Okay, everyone. Falan nazidakum.
Falan nazidakum.
Okay, now. Falan nun sakin. Nazidakum nun. So, what rule do we have to apply?
Idgham.
Because yarmalun nun. With ghunna or without ghunna?
Without
ghunna. That's wrong, right?
Yes.
Yes.
with ghunna. Yamun, okay?
Yes.
Yamun. The word, the letter siya, waw, and mim, and nun. So, with this four letters, okay, we have with ghunna. So, falan nazidankum. We do not change anything to anything else, okay? Because nun, both are nun. Nun is akin, then the mutaharik letter is as well. Nun. We change nun to nun. Again the same, okay? Yes? So, falan nazidakum.
Falan nazidakum.
Great. The next example in the surah Zalzala, okay? The last two ayahs. Famay. Faman ya'mal. Right? We have ya. So how do you say this?
Famay.
Famay.
Famay. Is it idgham with ghunna or without ghunna?
Without
ghunna. Without ghunna. Because it's the letter ya, yes?
Yes.
And you're wrong.
Yes.
Okay. Yamun. Ya, yamun. With ghunna.
Yes.
With ghunna. Yeah. Okay. So, famay ya'mal.
فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ
Great. خَيْرًا يَرَهْ
خَيْرًا يَرَهْ
Great. خَيْرًا يَرَهْ
خَيْرًا يَرَهْ
Great. So, next word. مِنْ مَسَدْ
مِنْ مَسَدْ
مِنْ مَسَدْ With ghunna or without ghunna?
With
ghunna. مِنْ مَسَدْ
Mim nasad.
Okay, great. Next word. Min waraihim.
Min waraihim.
Yeah, do not put yourself into difficulty, okay? For the nasal sound, okay? Simple, simple.
Min waraihim.
Min waraihim. Do not try to make your mouth like in a different shape, okay? No, no, just simple.
Min waraihim.
Min waraihim.
Ahsan. Examples for tanween, okay? Bardan wala.
Bardan wala.
You apply the rule, idgham, okay? With ghana or without ghana, you have to apply. So I read the example, you apply the rule.
Bardan wala. Bardan wala.
No, with ghana, you have to apply.
Yes.
Bardan wala. Bardan wala.
I told you that you have to prolong the sound for yes. 2 counts.
Bardan wala.
Right?
Yes.
Bardan wala. Bardan wala.
Merge them, really kind of merging, okay? A special merging. Merge them, okay?
Bardan wala. Bardan wala.
Right, next example. Jaza'an min.
Jaza'an
Jaza'amin.
Jaza'amin.
Okay, now. Jaza'an min rabbika.
Jaza'an min rabbika.
Min rabbika. So, jaza'an with ghunna. Min rabbika without ghunna. So, if I recite this way.
Jaza'am mir rabbika.
It's wrong.
This is wrong.
No, wrong.
Yes. Yes. Without one. When the letter ra comes, okay, it's without one.
Qalbun bil haqq ta'allaq wa bi gharih ra'a ta'allaq yabki yas'alu khaliqahu fa ataahu al wahy fa ashraq iqra.
Let's recite the Quran.
Iqra. Bismi rabbikal ladhi khalaq.
Jaza'an min rabbika 'ata'an hisaba.
Right?
Jaza'an min rabbika 'ata'an hisaba. Jaza'an min rabbika 'ata'an hisaba.
Let's recite this ayah.
Jaza'an min rabbika 'ata'an hisaba.
'Ata'an tanween. Ha hisaba. Ha is from which?
Idhar.
Idhar. The rule idhar. Throat letters.
Throat
yes.
Letter, yes.
Great.
عطاءً حساباً.
Like the exceptional words in idgham, yes?
Yes.
Yeah, we do not apply any rule. Just the noon or tanween, okay? Must be the same.
Yes.
So, next example. قُلُوبٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ.
قُلُوبٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ.
Superb, mashallah, bravo. قلوب
يومئذ قلوب يومئذ.
That's great. So this one. يومئذ
ناعمة يومئذ ناعمة.
يومئذ
ناعمة يومئذ ناعمة.
Listen to the reciters, okay? Sometimes they like beautify a lot, okay, when it comes to apply the rule idgham.
يَوْمَئِذٍ نَاعِمَ.
Like this. They beautify the sound, okay, with the idgham.
Yes.
So, idgham with ghunna, this nasal sound, okay, is just something beautifies, okay, the words of the Quran.
Yes.
So,
جَزَاءً مِّن رَبِّكَ عَطَاءً حِسَابًا.
They will beautify, okay, so much. Now, that's all about tanween examples and nun sakin examples. So now it's time to go to Surah Al-Ghashiyah. But I think you have a question, yes?
Yes, sir. You say idgham applies when one letter
merges.
We merge one letter to another letter.
Yeah. So, when the tanween or nun ghunna is
tanween or nun sakin, yeah.
Nun sakin is sakin.
Yeah, they are sakin. They are sakin.
They come with a mutaharrik letter.
Yeah, a mutaharrik letter is after.
Yeah, after them.
So that mutaharrik letter is one of those six letters.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we will apply ma, la, wa, nun. Yes. So you apply the rule idgham here.
Mm-hmm.
Either with ghunna or without ghunna. If that mutaharrik letter is the letter ra or lam, without ghunna. Just merge them.
Mm-hmm.
Just only merging. We have merging plus ghunna. But here, when the letter ra or lam comes, only merging, delete that ghunna, okay? No ghunna, only merging. Mir rabbika, mallahum, for example, okay? But whenever the letter ya, waw, noon, mim comes after the noon, sakin, or tanween, idgham plus ghunna, both of them, that's all, awesome, okay?
Mm-hmm.
As we will apply now, inshallah, all of them in Surah Al-Ghashiyah. Ready?
Yes.
Go to Surah Al-Ghashiyah.
Yes.
So, respected brothers and sisters who are listening to us, page 592 in my Quran, Surah Al-Ghashiyah, chapter 30 of the Quran Kareem. Okay.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
هل أتاك حديث الغاشية
هل أتاك حديث الغاشية
وجوه يومئذ خاشعة
وجوه يومئذ خاشعة
Great. وجوه There were three steps to go for the tanween or nun sakin rule, yes? The first step was to find nun sakin or
tanween.
Second step, look for the next letter,
yes.
Mutaharrik letter. The third step,
apply
one of those four rules. Yes. That's easy. All right?
Yes.
Do you have any questions?
No.
No.
Inshallah. After a break, okay, we'll be back. Thank you so much. Let's recite a salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad ajil farajah.
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
وليت شعري يا سيدي وإلهي ومولاي أتسلط النار على وجوه خرت لعظمتك ساجدة وعلى ألسن نطقت بتوحيدك صادقة بشكرك مادحة وعلى قلوب اعترفت بإلهيتك محققة وعلى ضمائر حوت من العلم بك حتى صارت خاشعة وعلى جوارح سعت إلى أوطان تعبدك طائعة وأشارت باستغفارك مذعنا.
Brothers and sisters, we have reached this excerpt of the Kumail supplication. وليت شعري يا سيدي وإلهي ومولاي أتسلط النار على وجوه خرت لعظمتك ساجدة. Would that I know, my master, my Allah, my protector, whether you will give the fire dominion over the faces fallen down prostrate before your greatness. وعلى ألسن نطقت بتوحيدك صادقة. Or tongues voicing sincerely the profession of your oneness. وبشكرك مادحة. And giving thanks to you in praise. وعلى قلوب اعترفت بإلهيتك محققة. Or the hearts acknowledging your divinity through verification. وعلى ضمائر حوت من العلم بك حتى صارت خاشعة. Or the minds encompassing knowledge of you till they have become humble. وعلى جوارح سعت إلى أوطان تعبدك طائعة. And limbs speeding to the places of your worship in obedience and entreating your forgiveness in submission. وأشارت باستغفارك مذعنة. ما هكذا الظن بك. No such opinion is held of you. ولا أخبرنا بفضلك عنك يا كريم يا رب. Nor has such been reported thanks to your bounty concerning you, O Allah, the generous. Earlier on, we have talked about the spirit of praying, the spirit of supplication. Now, the most comprehensive type of worship is prayer. The one who performs prayer is showing his humility to the Lord. He is appreciating his Lord. He is confessing to the concept of monotheism. He's confessing to his oneness. The prayer performer's body organs that are all attached to this conscious activity will eagerly hurry to worship places such as the mosques and the shrines. The knowledgeable servants of the Lord who have deeply known their Lord and his creation motives are really humble before him. They confess to his oneness in public, in solitude. They are always thankful to his numerous blessings, even when they are in racha and shiddah, both in ease and in adversity. They rush to worship places with their enthusiastic organs for gaining his satisfaction. Now, this is the question. How can these servants hold a bad opinion of you? Why shouldn't they be optimistic of your forgiveness? Which prophet, which heavenly book has informed the pious servants that they would be tortured and their faces, their hearts, their tongues, their lambs will be burnt in fire? ما هكذا ظن بك. No such opinion is held of you.
I wish I had known, O my Master, my God and my Lord, will you inflict fire upon faces which have submissively bowed in your prostration to your greatness?
or upon the tongues which have sincerely confirmed your unity and have always expressed gratitude to you, or upon hearts which have acknowledged your divinity with conviction, or upon the minds which accumulated so much knowledge of you until they became submissive to you, or upon the limbs which strove to the places appointed for your worship, to adore you willingly and seek your forgiveness submissively. Such harshness is not expected from you, as it is far from your grace. O generous one, O Lord, you are aware of my weakness to bear even a minor affliction of this world and its consequence and adversity, although such afflictions are momentary, short-lived and transient.
Thank you, Allah. So good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God speaks with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So, brothers and sisters, all the prophets, imams, heavenly books, they have all notified the believers that the pious ones, the pious believers who have committed virtues, will not be tortured in fire away from their Lord, even if they have had some wrongdoings because of their repentance and regretfulness. This is the point. These not being tortured, these facts, are only based on one condition, true repentance and regretfulness. Some traditions about the most comprehensive worship, that is prayer, are mentioned in our books, and we will try to bring some of them to discussion here, hoping Allah may help us in completing this great worship that hinders chastisement from all of us. This is what Imam Ali alayhi salam is proving. أَتُسَلِّقُ النَّارَ عَلَىٰ وُجُوهٍ خَرَّتْ لِعَظَمَتِكَ سَاجِدَ. Will you give the fire dominion over the faces fallen down in prostration to you? We are all praying. We are all falling in prostration many times a day. وَعَلَىٰ أَلْسُنٍ نَطَقَتْ بِتَوْحِيدِكَ صَادِقَ. Will you give fire dominion over the tongues voicing sincerely the profession of your oneness? We all recite قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. Allah is one. We profess to oneness, to monotheism. O Allah, we are muwahid. We are monotheist down in the bottom of our hearts. We believe in the oneness, even though we might have some wrongdoings. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam states in traditions about prayer, As-salatu min shara'i' ad-din. Prayer is among the religious rules. وَفِيهَا مَرْضَاتُ الرَّبِّ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. It brings Allah satisfaction. وَهِيَ مِنْحَاجُ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ. And it is the Prophet's path. And As-salatu tastanzilu rahma, Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam says. Prayer descends blessings. Thank you for staying with us, dear listeners. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
'Cause I need you by my side. I wish to be close, close to you through half my life. Ya Allah, oh Allah, be with me all the way.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ahli baytihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the sermons, letters, and sayings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahj al-Balagha. We are presently discussing the topic of the Charter of Islamic Governance based on these teachings. And we are focusing presently on the 16th sermon, which has some of the important messages regarding the strategy of a leader. The strategy that Imam Ali alayhi salam had when he faced a community that was backtracking towards its own destruction, the way it was before the coming of Islam. And that is what Imam Ali alayhi salam was saying, Ala wa inna baliyatakum qad aadat kahayatiha yawma ba'afallahu nabiyahu. That your difficulties and problems have affected you and have returned back to you in the same shape and form like it was at the time when the Prophet ﷺ came to you before the coming of Islam. That's how the way you are before now, you are today. And this is a very difficult and painful situation that you are facing, O Muslim Ummah. And there is a very